From Rabash Volume 1, make for yourself a Rav, by yourself a friend. These people agreed to unite into one group and to engage with love of friends. And this is because each one of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views so that they will receive the strength of love of others. For it is known, as the sages have said, like their faces are not similar, so their views are not similar. Rather, these people who agreed among them to unite into one group, they realized that there is no such distance of opinion between them because they understand the necessity of the work in love of others. Therefore, each one will be capable of relinquishing, making concessions for others. And by that, they will be able to unite. A workshop. What any one of us is willing to relinquish in order to unite with his friends. What each one of us is willing to relinquish in order to unite with the friends.
And what each one of us is prepared to relinquish in order to connect with the friends. If you ask me what I'm ready to do, is I'll give up on anything. The question is what I can give up on or relinquish. Truthfully, these questions always bring me back to this exercise of the Ramchal, because it's full of discernments, this exercise, that as much as you prepare for this time, once the time comes and you're about to give up on yourself, just throw yourself into the group, then you discover as much as you're able to or not. I feel I can't answer this question yet. The concession is determined upon as much as the light works. It's like the will to receive can't really relinquish anything. It'll find a way to implement its desire at one point. But if you work enough with the group and the teacher and the writing of the Kabbalah, well, drawing the light, so things that seem impossible suddenly become possible because you bring the upper light into your decisions and what you're ready to concede for and what you're not. Yeah, there's something very confusing here because we just read that we have to relinquish, we have to concede. The question is on what? So the whole lesson we studied that the annulment isn't on the desire, but on the intention. Who am I receiving for? And usually this confusion is by trying to do something with my own powers, just like we're accustomed to in this world, to give up on myself, to slice off myself. And here we're just talking about an action that isn't in man's powers to do directly, but he must constantly give up on his rest and the fact that he isn't in that tendency in every moment to integrate and enter society. So there the light will work on the Kavanah. It's conceding on the intention to fulfill myself, or, well, should first feel it for it to be more tangible for us. What is this intention that I want for myself? Obviously, we live in it, but so that's what I want to give up on. Yeah, on me wanting spirituality for myself, because in the end, I came here to attain the Creator or acquire spirituality, whatever imagination I can come up with. And we start by hearing that you have to relinquish spirituality for yourself, because otherwise you won't get it. And I'm at least willing to try and give up on that and demand it for you. Yeah, to give up on all the expected fulfillments that I'm about to receive. That's the initial fuel a person shows up here with. What was the exact question? And then a person on the path, he starts getting this influence from the Rav and from society that there's something exalted which is worthwhile to give up on the ego for. There's no rational explanation, but there's a feeling that you tell a person, sign here, and he will, above reason. So actually, he's willing to give up on that fulfillment for this exalted thing.
Yeah. All in all, we're just switching fulfillments. At least in part of the stages, the importance of the goal is the fulfillment. Meaning, the connection with the friends is so important. Not to miss out on this life and attaining the Creator is so important, because I was convinced, because I was told that this is how it works, so I'm ready to give up sleep, give up different other things. Suddenly I find myself more with you, but it's because I want to gain something. It's not that I changed myself completely. And Kabbalists say, from lo lishma, we'll come to lishma.
Wow, this question is causing confusion, because we're giving up on a lot. If you look at what Shai said, we're giving up on a lot every day to wake up at 2 a.m. That's a big concession. I don't know if I'm getting a reward or not. I'm just looking around, and even if you're looking in reason, that's a question too, but you're doing a lot of concessions constantly. Actually, every opportunity you have to do something for society, you could be giving up on something. That's at least in my eyes, but the question is, what are we really giving up on? What is to give up on the intention? I don't know if I had something wise to say and now it disappeared. So the question is really... Yeah. I think actually in the end the concession is, what do we want to attain? That the fact that we're here, we have to believe or in some way that to really want to serve the Creator. Because in the lesson something takes place. We don't specifically have to feel it, but it happens. So that concession on trying to feel or understand and just devoting yourself to society and the process and the Rav's words.
When we give things up, it's not only us. It's the entire system. It's the system around us. It's the family. It's the kids. It's a part of our struggle. Without them, we wouldn't have been able to do it. But it's all external to the inner concession. The inner concession is accepting the friend's words, to hear what Rav says, to realize it on your desire, to fight with the friends, even though that sometimes you don't have the strength, and to do everything is to set an example. It's very special work. But like I said, first of all, the externality, and then it creates the foundation for the inner development.
I think we also read on it in the morning that from these actions you can start truly conceding, and that's on our opinion. I think the opinion is actually the opinion that I'm in control, that I'm right, that it has to be according to my way, that I'm putting conditions here, and so subjugating on that point is actually only the group can help a person if he constantly tries to bring himself under them.
This is truly the submission each of us has to demand, to have the ability, the desire to yield towards society, their thought, to pass the reins from my hands to the hands of society.
I don't know, the more we go deeper into this question, what I'm really ready to relinquish on is, so, on one hand, everything, on the other hand, on nothing, because what's motivating us to be here? Some desire for a fulfillment.
Shem Elokeinu, Avak Shatov.